Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Improving the genetics of a herd or a flock takes time. Herd performance evaluation is a tool to monitor improvement. The main traits to evaluate can be summed up in 3 points. Reproduction: is the female meeting the operation's goals? Growth rate: are the offspring growing at an acceptable rate? And lastly, composition: are the animals in the condition needed for providing a satisfactory end product? These traits can be tools to guide the operation's breeding program, selecting high-performing, high-quality replacement females, and calling animals with low-quality offspring. The key to comparing individual animals in a herd comes down to records. Marking birth dates and gender, identifying newborns with a tag or tattoo, and noting their dam is the first step. It's also handy to know when the dam was born and identity of the newborn sire. Fast forward to weaning time. To compare apples to apples, weaning weights are collected and adjusted to an industry standard. The cattle industry standard weaning age is 205 days. For lambs and goats, the standard is 90 days. This adjustment removes the weight advantage of older offspring in a group weaned at the same time. Dams also need to be weighed. Producers can then calculate the percentage of the dam's body weight that's been weaned. For example, a 1,000-pound cow that weans a 500-pound calf is more efficient than a 1,400-pound cow that weans a 600-pound calf. Usually, as dam size increases, efficiency decreases. There's also a negative relationship between efficiency and break-even profit. As efficiency goes down, the cost of producing each pound goes up. The efficiency percent calculation is very important. A producer would more likely keep a replacement female that weaned 50% of her body weight rather than 42%. Adjusted weaning weights can also be used to compare females for maternal qualities and sires for offspring growth. Average daily gain is calculated by subtracting the birth weight and actual weaning weight, then dividing by the animal's age in days. Performance records are useful in evaluating the production level of a herd. The most easily used value is the adjusted weaning weight. Under field conditions, this is the primary indicator of herd performance. Other values that can receive consideration are conformation and hip height. Evaluation of herd performance records allows the producer to set goals for the herd and determine the direction of the herd's breeding program. Strategically select herd sires that will improve growth rates and systematically cull females that don't meet performance standards and keep females that do meet the standards. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.